Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngariza manyi.
At God the mighty hand club.
Urwaba wereza abatujukiza.
For the ministers who reminded us.
Ngeri jetwava muchitibwa chabana bakatonda.
We move from glory of children of God.
Atemu nange nitugwa.
And we fail.
Naina atuwa chance.
But he gave us chance.
Yetuwo buyinza tudemu tufuka bana bakatonda.
Give us power we resume be children of God.
Edenyo waguru we kulio na.
Long before above the heavens.
Ee muzaburi ya
In the Psalms 82, verse 6 and downward, he first spoke saying, I said, you are children of the Most High,
and
that you are God. But again, when we appeared in Adam, that glory was taken from us for sinning. But in Christ Jesus, as you speak in the John chapter 1, verse 12, all who believe the name of Jesus, he gave them power to become children of God. Praise Jesus much. He gave us power to become. He did not make us immediately. Not. He gave us that power, we use it. We overcome, then we become children. Didn't make us immediately there.
You
still have a journey to become. Is it not that? He made you? Not. Gave you power you still fail to use well. You become a child of God. Let's bring this verse as we proceed on. John chapter 1, verse 12.
Yokane sulisoka nolu nyiriri olwekumi nebbiri.
John chapter 1 verse 12.
Naye bonna abamukkiriza yabawa obuyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda. Be bakkiriza erinnya lye.
But as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse
14.
John chapter
1
verse
14. Newankubadde okwagala kw'omuntu naye abazaalibwa Katonda.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of will of man, but of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yatuwa obuyinza okukola ki?
He gave us power to.
Ruddemu kocheka.
Let's repeat it.
Yokane sura isoka n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'ebbiri.
John chapter 1 verse 12.
Naye bonna abamukkiriza yabawa obuyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda.
But as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. He gave us power. That power,
we
use it to become his children. Have you understood me well? Those who believed him, he never made them children. But he gave them power that they use it. They become children. You've used it how long?
When
you believe the name of Jesus, when you confess Jesus as Lord, and you confess with your mouth, you got saved. He believed is your savior. What he did for you, he gave you power. You become a child.
You
use it very well. And in Matthew 10 he says, verse 1, and he called his disciples, gave them power over demons. Power if you become a child of God. First use it.
Just
demons which captured you, Satan and his demons. All their actions. Deny them, destroy. Destroy them. Yes. Which means the Holy Spirit is restful. When he passed through the teacher Edmund to remind us how we children
shifted
from glory of being children and we fell. But even this day, that fight is still remained hard your way. Even though given the power, but the power you don't know how to use it. Yet you would have used that power
and
you become a child of God. Praise Jesus much. For when he called disciples, give them power on all demons, to casting them, to heal all form of sickness, begin the sickness of sin. Praise Jesus much. Now before you take from yourselves all those, not yet become a child. Until that power, it is the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. If he cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for us. Now that power,
they
are to help you become a child of God.
In
Romans 8:14, he said, those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. But there is different rebellions in the midst there, still hindered that the Holy Spirit lead us become children, the children of God.
Yet
we have rebellious children there.
If we
rebel against one to lead them the Holy Spirit, children who are contenders, they are rebellious. They are prodigal children. They ask for their possessions. When they eat, get miracles, they never align themselves. But teacher will move reveal us those words. For God has given him that topic to take it on. Praise Jesus
much.
But as I promised you yesterday, that we're going to move on without recapping. We want to conclude the seventh department of God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Department
Department of Holy Angels of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth. And in this time on,
division
we see the seven divisions of the seven groups of angels, their works and their codes. Together, how they stand before the eyes of God and the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So I have told you, right now we see seven divisions of holy angels of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We see seven divisions of the seven groups of angels, their works, their codes. They are codes. Yes.
Codes are what we told Mubara.
They are codes.
Nengeri Jeva Tambridamu Wansi Weme Omusamvu Ira Masuga Katunom Samagatumba Musi.
And the way they move under seven spirits and the seven eyes of God sent in the all earth.
To Arabia division, yes, Soka.
We saw the first division of the holy angels of God.
Division ya Ukure.
The group of angels led by Archangel Michael of warfare. Yes. Even their codes.
That
face we hold the seven stars in his right hand.
Who
walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. And we saw all their protection. They give it to those who keep the wisdom in the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, the book, the Bible. Praise Jesus much. And as we heard of
Daniel
chapter 12, the verse 1, one, when they told us that Michael, your prince, stands for the children of men, stand in our days.
So
we ever study many things on them, but we want to move on with the second division of the holy angels of God. Praise Jesus much. The second division of the holy angels of God. Praise Jesus much. The group of the Archangel Gabriel. The group of the Archangel Gabriel. Messengers of the word of God. The holy scriptures. In the holy book of God, the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We say the group of the Archangel Gabriel. The messengers of the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, the Bible.
Their code.
He the first and the last. He was dead, but now he's alive.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
said their codes.
What wayogera oyo kusoka oluvanyuma,
the first and the last. Who was dead,
kankano mulamu,
and is alive.
Bakodera wansi womoyo wokutegera.
They work under the spirit of understanding.
Bakodera wansi womoyo wokutegera.
They work under the spirit of understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They work under the spirit of understanding. You check well whether you've written down well, that we can move on to know much about them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We see
second division of all angels of God. The group of the Archangel Gabriel, the messengers of the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, the Bible. Their
code,
that is the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. They work under the spirit of understanding of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes.
Mubaka
is a messenger from the book of God which is in heaven, and they bring here on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They are ones who are first in the gospel of salvation. Gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth. The gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. They reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. That you can note it there. That the group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, the everlasting gospel of salvation, they are ones who are first in the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as they reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Yes, there is no angel who can appear come from heaven
on
all groups of angels who does not know what concerneth this gospel. Praise Jesus much. Yes, you must know very well all those words just as they are. Lest you meet the angel Gabriel.
There's
a difference between the angel Gabriel who appears in the Quran
of our
brethren the Muslims and the angel Gabriel
appear
in this our holy book the Bible.
There
is a very big difference. Praise Jesus much.
Gabriel,
that the group of the angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, as it is in heaven, and he breathed a message on this earth. They are ones who are first in the gospel, the everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven, as they reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus,
man.
And any time you read in Revelations, Revelations chapter 14, verse
6,
you see this angel fly with the everlasting gospel. You straight understand that we speak of angel Gabriel. Let us read, we see. Revelations chapter 14, verse
6.
And I saw another angel fly in mid-heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and tribe, and tongue, and people. Yes. He sees another angel fly in mid heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who sit on the earth, the clans, the nations, and the languages. The everlasting gospel we speak of, the everlasting gospel of salvation,
in
that if we hear it, we are given the seal of God. According to what he said in the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14. Ephesians chapter
1,
verse
13.
And whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Yes, yes, we
praise do. Jesus much. That when we believed, after we had the gospel of our salvation, the everlasting gospel, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
It means
if we differ from that gospel, we separate ourselves from the seal of God. And this group of angel Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, the holy scriptures, as they are written in the holy book of God, the holy book, the Bible, they are responsible on it so much to see that it is spread in the world as it is in heaven. For as we see the Bible on this earth,
it was
brought from the copy of the Bible in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why in Zechariah they
say,
and I saw a flying scroll. Let us read, we see. Zechariah chapter 5 from verse 1.
Era nate nenyimusa amaaso gange n'entunuulira era laba omuzingo ogw'ekitabo ogoboka.
Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying scroll.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This book of heaven, the holy book of God, the Bible in heaven, it is so living. And it's responsible of much by the group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, messengers of the Holy Spirit, as they are written in heaven. Praise Jesus much. That's why in Revelations, Revelations chapter 10, we see him having that book. Yes. When it flies from the hands of God, or from the Ark of the Covenant, it goes to him. Yes. The leader, the angel Gabriel. Yes. And begin to handle it with different angels, those in his group. See that message was brought down here on this earth. Praise Jesus much. Let's read here, we see. Revelations chapter 10, verse 1.
Nendaba malaika omulala owamanyi nga kokuva muggulu nga yambadde kire nemusoke nga ali ku mutwe gwe n'amaaso ge ng'enjuba n'ebigere bye ng'empagi ez'omuliro.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Verse 2.
Era yalina mu mukono gwe akataba akabikkuse, n'ateeka ekigere kye ekya ddyo ku nnyanja n'ekya kkono ku nsi.
And he had in his hand a little scroll open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He had a scroll. You know, in heaven, this holy book of God,
it's
not like a big lot of a book which is heavy. Because in Zechariah 5 verse 1, we see that it can fly. It is living. It is so living.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When it flies, comes to its messengers, the group of angels Gabriel, those
who've
read of in Revelation chapter 10, verses 1 and 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why you see,
then
it can come from the hands of God, or from the covenant box. That's why always we hear Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 1. And he says like this. Revelation chapter
1,
verse
1.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and revealed it by his angel unto his servant John. Yes. The entire revelation of the holy scriptures in the holy book of God, the Bible, this group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, messengers of the holy scriptures, what they are responsible of, they are under spirit of understanding of God, and it must be bringing understanding. It is clearly understood.
It's
not a book which confuses. Yes. That's why always they tell us that we seek in the book of the Lord and we read. Now the truth is, even though we have a what called the Bible written here, but it has to appear the Holy Book of God. Yes. The Holy Book of God. Not Holy Bible. But the word Holy Bible means introduction of the word of God.
That
the entire of it is not there, but the introduction. Have you understood that? We have to know that it's the book, the Holy Book of God, as it is in heaven,
but
not the Holy Book, the Bible, because there is a difference. In the Holy Book of God, there is nothing lacking there. But in the Holy Book, the Bible, they say something is lacking there, for that word means introduction. Introduction of the Word of God. It's in the Greek and the Roman language. Praise Jesus much. But if you read Isaiah 34 verse 16, let's read, we see. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Seek
you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes. Seek in the book of the Lord and read. None will lack her mates. The mouth of the Lord spoke, and the Holy Spirit gathered. The Holy Spirit worked with the holy angels, and he gathered it on this earth. Praise Jesus much. So it's called the Holy Book of God. Praise Jesus much. Because it has nothing lacking within it. Yes.
Amen.
It has all. None will lack her mate. The mouth of the Lord spoke, his spirit gathered. Now this book, as it is in heaven, it was not gathered by angels, but it was gathered by the Holy Spirit. Now in bringing it on this world, the Holy Spirit
and
the spirit of understanding passed through group of angels Gabriel to bring it on this earth, as they got out the scriptures of truth in different seasons, and they brought them on this world. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That is why you see, Prophet Daniel, after he aligned himself well before God, he told him, Angel Gabriel told him, from the day you prepare your heart to understand, to set up your heart to understand God, your words were heard. Let's read, we see. Daniel chapter 10 from verse 11.
Nangamba ntigwe Danieli, gomusejo mwagalwe nyo, tegere ebigambo bye nkugamba, wesimbe, kubanga erigwe gyentumiddwa kakano.
And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright, for unto you I am now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Verse 12.
okuteekateeka omutima gwo okutegeera n'okwewombeeka maaso ga Katonda wo, ebigambo byo byawulirwa. Nange nzize olw'ebigambo ebyo.
Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set up your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words.
Naye omulangiro w'obwakabaka obw'ebuperusi n'anziyiza ennaku 21. Naye laba, Mikayiri omu ku balangira abakulu n'ajja okunnyamba, n'embeera eyo wamu ne bakabaka ab'ebuperusi.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had remained there with the kings of Persia.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you look at Daniel chapter 10, verse 11 up to 13, from when prophet Daniel set up his heart to seek God and to understand him, his words were heard.
Since
it evolved understanding. I want understanding. His words were heard. And they sent the angels Gabriel that he can meet him. He moved to make them know them.
That,
I say they move under spirit of understanding. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
He said, I was here to bring that understanding. 21 days.
Pilate
is there in the war with him.
Until he was sent
angel Michael of war. And they fought, overcame. But preparation of prophet Daniel. It was in Daniel chapter 9. Verse 21. For it tells him like this.
Daniel esule yomwenda n'olunyiriri olwabiri mulumo.
Daniel chapter 9 verse 21.
Wewao, bwe nali njogera mukusaba, omusajja Gabrieli gwe nalaba mwebyo bye nayolesebwa olubereberye, n'abuusibwa mangu, n'ankomako nga mu kiseera kya saddaaka eyakawungeezi.
Yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering.
Verse 22.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you wisdom and understanding. Verse
23. Nange nzize okukubuulirira, kubanga oli mwagalwa nnyo, kale lowooza ekigambo ekyo otegeere bye wayolesebwa.
At the beginning of your supplications, the commandment came forth, and I have come to show you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Yes. From when he understood, commander of group angels Gabriel, he released the command. Coming from God the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word, we know
Christo,
as the Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of Understanding, release the command. If you read well Daniel chapter 9, 21-23, you see,
Angel
Gabriel tell him, yes, I've come to give you skill and understanding. Yes.
They
are in the spirit of understanding. Maybe the word of God.
And
they should not deceive you.
That
Angel Gabriel can appear. And
he
brings words that are not clear.
It's 3 o'clock.
Like some people say.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Go
hear some, they say, that Angel Gabriel he visited me. He took me in heaven. But he passed me through a tunnel. The tunnel under the waters.
Gabriel,
what happened to him? Then fly, take a person in heaven. He passed the person through tunnels.
Never
happened, he's never done that.
Yesu
praise Jesus, man. Then they say that he took them in heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they found their villages where there are slum structures like of Katanga in Uganda, Kampala.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus me. Much.
No, Musa Gabriel, yera bidisi. Bari muchibuga.
What in that they are in the city?
Kubanga bwana ya 12:22.
Hebrews 12:22.
Baka abiri musa.
Acts 23.
Jerusalem ejomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kungani eteni lya bamara.
The gathering of angels.
Echibuga cha Katonda.
The city of God.
Jerusalem ejomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kungani eteni lya bamara.
Great gathering of angels.
Musa baya mtute wa.
Ask where else did he take this
person? Murabira danga byaogera tibite.
See what they speak is not clear.
Naye munange.
But they remain in scriptures of truth. In the other scriptures, in
the
Holy Book of God, which is in heaven. That's why he told him in Daniel chapter 10, verses 20 up to 21. And he says this.
Daniel chapter 10, verse
20.
Nalyoka yogera nti omanyiche mvudde njija joli ne kakano naddayo okulana n'omulangiro w'e Buperusi era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangiro w'e Buyonani alijja.
Then said he, know you why I come unto you, and now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come.
Olinyola biri mulumo.
Verse 21.
Naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima. Just wali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince. Yes.
Daniel esulene ye 10.
Daniel chapter 10.
Urabiri paka abiri
muruko. Verse 20 to 21.
Yamuganya kala nkutegeze byandi kwambyandi kwe byamazima.
What show you what is noted in the scriptures of truth.
Kitegeza what who erije bi notingidwa mu kitabo cha Katonda
mukuru. It is where they are noted in the book of God in heaven.
Mu kitabo kiri che tuze tulabako.
The book we've come look out. The scroll.
Ekitabo cha Katonda ekiri muguru.
The scroll of God which is in heaven.
Ekigambo cha Katonda.
The word of God.
Ekirimu ebyawandikwa ebyamazima.
Which holds scriptures of truth.
Ebyawandikibwa.
Scriptures.
Ebyenjiri eyobulokozi emirembe
gyonna. Of the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Abikula ebyamabi obwakabaka bw'omuguru
byonna. All secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Kati ne unya nyo.
Now I wonder so much in these generations.
Aruwa bagamba mareka yabachalide.
There are those who say angel visited them.
Ninga nasobola kubategeza byawandikibwa
bikuvu. Cannot show them what's noted in the Holy Scriptures.
Naba alambu Yesu.
And the other that Jesus.
Ni Yesu amanyibulunje byawandikibwa.
Jesus knows well the scriptures. Yes.
Kwa musoma ko muruka biri munye.
Read of him in the Luke 24.
Nasoko kubategeza mu byawandikibwa.
Spoke to them in the scriptures.
Atandikira ku nabbi Musa.
Starting from prophet Moses.
Nemu banabbi bonna.
All the prophets.
Yes, you have
praise been. Jesus much.
Kati malaika Gabriel.
Now angel Gabriel.
Yewa bya wandiki.
Is of the scriptures.
Byandi ku byamazima.
In the scripture as of truth.
Mu kitabo cha Katonda ekitukuvu ekiri muguru.
The Holy Book of God which is in heaven.
Atenga inofuwa okulaba.
And he has to try to see.
Abiretedde mukutegeera.
He brought in understanding.
Ekigambo kubireta wansiwo moyo okutegeera.
The word he brought under spirit of understanding.
Kiba kitegeeza.
It means.
Tebaleta lunyiririro mu.
Do not bring one verse.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tebaleta runyiriro chi.
They do not bring one verse.
Na ye nyiriri ezuwera ko.
But a number of verses.
Mubanabi abenja uro.
In the different prophets.
Abatero kuogera ku bintu ebifanagana.
And usually speak of things which are alike.
Ere ebyennyorogana nga buli kimu kidda ku kinne
wacho. Which explains each explain the other deeper.
Nga Bible yennyini.
And the Bible itself.
Emaliza dictionary yayo.
And it be its own dictionary.
Webaga ntibiretiddwa wansi w'omwoyo w'okutegeera.
When they say they are brought under spirit of understanding.
Baba tegezeza
they have meant
ntibirete duanga ebiragoro bimbibiri kubina nokudda waguru
that they are brought 2-4 and above commands
enyiridibiri kunya
2-4
nokudda waguru
and above verses
nasinyonyole ekintu
kimu and they explain one thing
era bebasalo kugabavunanyizibwa
and they were responsible
unagane mpya nenkadibeve wanokatono
ne
wali katono
and new testaments to come here a little and there a little
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Che kitabo chokke chakolebwa.
The only book which was made.
And chetaga zino zibaita addish.
Does not need additives which explain it.
Additional yes. Books.
Additional books. Addis.
Ndi chakolebwa wansi womoyo wo kutegeera.
It was made at a speed of understanding. Yes.
Okusohora
to be able
okubamwe bilago biri kubina nokuda waguru.
To have the above command.
Nabinyonyole nsonge
emu. Clean one issue.
Enyiriri biri kunya.
To follow and up
nokuda waguru.
And above verses.
Nazitegeza ngazinyonyole
chitu. And explain the same thing.
Okuva mudagane mpya.
From the New Testament
nekade.
And the Old.
Obe bitabi kula Bible ebyenja uru.
Different books make up the Bible.
Chuvura wali okubera okuwaba nabibanji.
That's why there appeared many prophets.
Nabatumbi
and apostles
basobole buli omwo kuleta
each one can bring
yandi baddomu
he would have appeared one
ngabwe tulaba nafa basida
as we see the Muslims
ne Quran
with the Quran
ne kila Muhammad
it comes the entire of it through Muhammad
bagama nabi Muhammad
is a prophet Muhammad
ne kila moyo
it comes down through him
yagenda okumaliriza
now it ended up there are things lacking in it.
Kadneba wandikira kadisha.
They wrote a this on a did adding it on things which lacked in it.
Katingemu kubinyonyoka.
And some to get explained. There are books which are followed it would back this one up.
Na ichino chocha jache malirira.
But this one came when it is independent. Yes.
Kubanga chali to wansi wo moyo okutegera.
It was brought under spirit of understanding.
Musinzira bitusoma mu Isaiah sura ya 8.
What in what we read in Isaiah chapter 28?
Oromwe na norwe 10.
Verse 9 and 10.
Isaiah suri ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9.
Ani gwaliyigiriza okumanya era ani gwalitegeeza ebibuulirwa. Aba baleseeyo okuyonka era bavudde ku mabeere.
Whom shall he teach knowledge and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts.
Olunyiriri 10.
Verse 10.
Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro ekiragiro ku kiragiro olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri wano katono au katono.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
He
yes.
Isaiah 28.
Isaiah chapter
28.
Verse 9 and 10.
Ani
whom
gwana manyisa
will cause to know.
Era gwana tegeze bibulirwa.
Make to understand what is preached.
Bichija mu kutegeera.
When it comes involving understanding.
Agamba.
He say
ndi kubanga
because
kiba kiragiro kutiragiro
command by command.
Ekiragiro kutiragiro
command by command.
Ebiragiro bibiri kubina
24 commands.
Nokudda waguru
and above.
Unsonga yonaka tunaji abayogerako.
Any issue that God speaks of.
Ajiwake bila kubiri kubina.
Gives it 24 commands.
Nokuda aguru.
And above.
Ngabi buli chimuchi nyonyo chinne wacho.
Each explains the other.
Na kama ntirunyiriri kulunyiriri.
And he said that verse by verse.
Runyiriri kulunyiriri.
Verse by verse.
Enyiriri bili kunya.
24 verses.
Ngazi nyonyora kunsonga yemu.
Explain on the same issue.
Wano katono
here a little
ne wali katono
here a little
okuva mbita byenja ule ebikole kitabo cha katonde chitukuvu
different books make up the holy book of God
oba okuva munda gani mpya ne
kati from the new and the old testaments
kusobola kutegeera
that we can understand
kubanga ekibinja cha malaika Gabriel
because the group of angels Gabriel
ababaka bechigambo cha katonda
messengers of the word of God
ababaka bebyandiko ebitukuvu
messengers of the holy scriptures
okuva mitabo cha katonda chitukuvu echiri muguru
from the holy book of God which is in heaven
bakolera wansi wo moyo okutegeera
they work under spirit of understanding
bakulembirwa wo moyo okutegeera
they are led by spirit of understanding
kulete byawandikibwe ebi
to bringing those scriptures
bisoboro kubamu
that they can have
bibiri kubina nokudda waguru
appear to for and above
naburi chimuchi nyonyola chinne wacho burunji
each one explains the other well
bible yeli okegumira oburunji
that the bible will be completed well
ngateri ko kabuza
and has no question on it
eranga buli muntu yenna
every person
ajerimbikamu
who tries to rise against it
naburi chigambo chonna
every word
ogana buli katabo konna kulebo wansi wejuba
every book made under the sun
akachinganga
which confront it
kame gebwa
it is beaten down
nekakwatibwa
at court
nekarangibwa obusiru n'obugwagwa
accused of foolishness and profane
erange bitabo birale bikoreddwa
just as other books made
Omanyibu wabayo gira mnyorwe kuminesa.
You know when he's speaking the verse 14.
Isaiah 28:14.
Isaiah 28 verse 14.
Agamba what?
He says like this.
Isaiah 28:14.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 14.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kiriba kibera jebali ekiragiro kukiragiro ekiragiro kukiragiro olunyiriri kulunyiriri olunyiriri kulunyiriri wano katono au katono bagende bagwe bugazi bamenyeke bategebwe bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Yes. The word of the Lord. Gospel over the messengers, angels Gabriel.
It
came in the scriptures. Here a little. There a little. Yes.
Chiragiro.
Command.
Uchiragiro.
By command.
Chiragiro.
Command.
Chiragiro.
By command.
Two,
four and above commands.
Unyiriri.
Line.
Unyiriri.
Upon line.
Unyiriri.
Line.
Unyiriri.
Upon line.
Enyiriri biri kunya.
Two, four and above verses.
Nukuda wakuru.
And above.
Wano katunu.
Here a little.
Wari katunu.
There a little.
Mujitabo chino.
In this book.
Nechino.
In the other.
Munda gani kate.
In the Old Testament.
Nempia.
In the new.
Hey.
Yes. It came like that. Because it's under spirit of understanding. That the messengers, the angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, messengers of all the scriptures have come hearing. They are led by spirit of understanding. To see that the word of God, it's understood very well.
Era wajja wawa yeita malaika.
If anyone come call himself angel,
nga mantara mantara ne bigambo bitategera.
They speak words not clear. Not.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga njaka quoting ebyandikwa bino.
Because I want you to quote these scriptures.
The quoting out tugenda bisomanya.
Quote them there, we are not going to read them much.
Isaiah
chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Speaks of the mountain and the house of God, which will be on the top in the last days. Isaiah chapter 2,
in
the verse 1 to 3. Speaks of the mountain and the house of God, the church of God.
It
has to be on the top in the last days. And the prophet Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, explains much how it will be. Yes. It explains much how it will be. Yes.
Nabi Kagai.
Prophet Haggai.
Kagai sura ya kubi.
In Haggai chapter 2.
Mwenda,
in the verse 9. In downwards.
Narage chitiwa mwechiribera.
Shows how the glory will be. Have you seen?
Omutume Paulo,
Apostle Paul,
in
the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he shows that glory. Yes.
Like
the glory and they had entered in it. They had entered in it. This one, let us read it. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
Ereya tuyinzisa ngaba wereza bendagana empya. Siba wereza banukuta wabula abomoyo. Kubange nukuteta na yomoyo guleta obulamu.
Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Verse 7.
Nayo bango kuwereza okwo kufa okwali mu nukuta. Nti okwasalibwa kumayinja kwajira mukitiibwa abana baisirayiri n'okuyinza ne batayinza kwekaliriza maaso ga musa olw'ekitiibwa ky'amaaso ge ekyali kigenda okuggwaawo.
But if the ministry of death written and engraved in stones was glorious so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. Verse
8.
How shall not the ministry of the Spirit be more glorious?
Verse 9. Okuweereza okw'obutuukirivu kweyongera nnyo okusukkiriza ekitiibwa.
For if the ministry of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness exceed in glory.
Olinyolekkumi.
Verse 10.
Kubanga ekyaweebwa ekitiibwa tekyakiweebwa mu kigambo kino nti olw'ekitiibwa ekisinga ekyo.
For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excels.
Verse 11.
For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Yes.
Not
the ministry of the new covenant. It began 22 years before. It has to be so glorious. According to prophecy we saw, released in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
And
it was explained more in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
Nabi Kagai,
prophet Haggai,
Kagai,
Haggai 2, verses 9 downwards,
said
the glory will be greater. Second Corinthians chapter 3, start from verse 6 up to verse 11, because the new covenant is to remain, has to exceed in glory. The latter church increases in glory every day. That's what they call spirit of understanding. And the angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, of the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God which is in heaven, it's where they got copy to make this holy book of God we have on this world known as the holy book, the Bible. It was inspired most by the spirit of understanding. That's why people say prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke as were led by the Holy Spirit, speaking what came from God. Even God in the midst sent angels. And the Spirit leads angels, even leads the ministers, those on this earth. Because we shall move to understand them. As I say, we pass through in the summary. Issue of seven groups of angels. Their works. Their codes. And the way they work under the seven spirits of God. In this time on, we see second division of the holy angels. The group of the archangels Gabriel, their work, their codes. And the way they are led by spirit of understanding. Yes. These are messengers of the word of God. But under spirit of understanding. It should not deceive you. That angel Gabriel visited me. One came from group angel Gabriel. And he spoke things not meaningful. They warned us before. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 up to 8.
Even
an angel claim come from heaven
and
brings a gospel which is another. We immediately curse him. There is Ghibli, I never understood. The things he speak, they don't connect well. Let's read, we say.
Abagalatia esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
Newunya kubanga musenguka mangu bwe muti eyabayita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenda eri enjiri efaanana n'obulala.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Si ndala wabula abantu ababateganya abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8.
Naye obanga fe oba malaika ava mu ggulu bwabuuliranga enjiri wabula singa bwe twababuulira akolimirwenga.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach in the other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed. Yes.
Oba yeyita malaika,
whether they call himself a
angel,
a hear apostle, prophet, no matter what he speaks there,
and
brings another gospel,
it
has to be cast. Praise Jesus much. And because this gospel, the angels Gabriel, the messengers of the word of God, the messengers of the holy scriptures of God, in the holy book of God, they brought them under spirit of understanding. They said, do not twist the meaning. Don't subtract. Do not add to them. I don't know whether they will also go in heaven. In the holy book of God which is in heaven.
But
they got from the book of God, the holy book in heaven, and they brought a copy on this earth. Now when you twist the meaning of the holy book of God on the earth, also have to go in the copy of heaven, twist meaning there. Subtract here on the earth, you add in it, immediately move,
ascend,
go in the copy of the Bible in heaven, subtract and add in it. You know you have a zeking on this world. But me, I'm an apostle. You waste time in getting angered.
One
sent of God speaks the words of God. Me too, I speak there. Don't you see there? They begin to get angered of God. Praise Jesus much. Yes. If you twist the meaning of the word of God, you have to go
copy.
The heavens where they got it, the copy. There to twist the meaning. Yet where can you even be a pass? And again, after you subtract, you want to add in it. Always think how you go to heaven and you sit God in a meeting with armies of angels and change in his mandate in his holy book. You know, you servants of God, at times you fall mad.
And
they say the spiritual man has fallen mad. Twist the meaning of the word of God. Subtracting, adding in it. And he said, even his people, they have become his enemies. That is how they become. You know, these verses quote them there. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
If you want
to twist the meaning of Holy Scriptures,
you
be ready to go to heaven.
You
first twist in the book of God which is in heaven.
But if
it's not possible,
if you
twist the Scriptures,
you
will get destroyed.
If you
destroy your hearers, as God is living,
He
seeks for His children.
And
He orders us like today.
We say
2 Peter chapter
3 verse 15
and
16.
If you want to twist the meaning of Holy Scriptures,
you
prepare and go to heaven.
First twist
the meaning of the book of God in heaven.
But
if it's not that,
you
have to get destroyed.
And another
way, you destroy your hearers.
The
second,
in
Revelation chapter 22,
verse
18,
and verse 19. I've
preached at the same time taught.
Revelation
chapter 22, verse
18,
and the verse 19.
That
if you subtract and you add in it, prepare ascending in heaven.
Go first
subtract from the holy book of God in heaven and you add in
it, then
you come and
change,
subtract, add in the copy on this earth.
If
it's not that,
they are going
to blot you from the book of life.
And
do the plague is written in this book.
Have to
go and first change verses I've put there.
And
you change,
you say,
twist the meaning will not be destroyed.
You
first change that in heaven.
And
you come
to the
unsubstructed
land,
they are given eternal life.
Come
on this earth, you change.
But before
you go to heaven, Deuteronomy told them,
if
what is in heaven, no one can go for it there. Now, how can you dare go there?
Those
who brought
it, the
Holy Spirit,
in the
spirit of understanding,
led by Angel Gabriel,
messengers
of the Word
of God, they got it from heaven.
And
in Deuteronomy, he says,
the
word is not in heaven now,
that
they go get it from
there,
for they brought its copy here. It means to go to heaven, then you have a problem.
That's
why I tell you, minister,
you are a true
servant of
God.
Don't get to play on the word of God.
You will
not be able to send in heaven
to
go twist them
there, to play
the holy book, the Bible.
It's
very serious.
Many have
printed funny, foolish Bibles on this world.
And they
have twisted meanings.
They have
twisted, added in what they want.
That they are
in the Bible colleges,
in the Bible
universities.
What is
that foolishness you are studying?
Me was in
the heavenly
journey.
You,
I saw
the book of the Bible in heaven
in
which we studied. But my brethren,
you
write down books on this world
that
you explain in the Bible
and you
explain it wrongly.
You, hey.
Let's read this one on me.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri, essuula ya 30 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11.
Kubanga ekiragiro kino kye nkulagira leero tekiyinze kukukaluubirira.
For this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. Verse
12.
It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and break it unto us that we may hear and do it? Yes. It's not in heavens, they brought it already.
Copy acho.
It's copy. Now you go begin to move within it.
You twist.
You preach to people things you enjoy.
Even
those sweet to their ears to hear them. As you twist the meaning. There God was meaning like this.
Were you
there when he spoke it and he was meaning that? You have to be careful.
Putting
there 2-4 and above commands. One explain the other.
Shigwe,
not you to explain it, what you want. There are 2-4 verses and above. Each explains the other. That you don't explain out what you want. They put there, a little. Different books make up the book, the Bible. Different servants of God. Lest you explain out what you want. Let's repeat this verse in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse
11.
For this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. Verse
12.
It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Yes. It was brought. You hear it and do it as it is. Let me give you another secret. The group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, they move on the red horses. They allow blood. When they tell you, touch the word of God, you see trouble. Danger. This is danger. Red. You dare touch. They move on the red horses. Their garments at times are red.
Times
white mixed up.
No,
with ray. Yes.
You touch
the word you will see. These are red houses.
Danger.
You tap track from it. Add in it. You twist the meaning. You will face it rough. You play with it. You see a curse. I want to explain you why.
This
group of angels Gabriel, they move on the red horses.
Because
subtract from the word of God and you see danger, you add in it, still see danger.
Nyora.
You twist and you see the danger of hell and the
lake
of fire, how they burn. And you see a curse.
The Galatians
be cursed. We'll bring another gospel.
We
are in Revelations chapter 6. Revelations chapter 6, verse 3.
n'empulira ekiramu ekyokubiri nga kyogera nti jangu.
And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come and see.
Olunyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Nevaye embalasi endala eya lukunyo. Era oyo eyali atuddeko n'aweebwa okuggyawo emirembe ku nsi. Era battingane bokka na bokka n'aweebwa ekitalo ekinene.
And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Yes.
Manyuana Murugana, Bagambi, but
in Luganda, the word they speak.
Asirukunyu, emiufu.
Red.
Now we chitala.
He was given a sword.
Not
this physical sword. The sword of the word of God. When he gets it out of this world, people begin to kill each other. And when the gospel disappear from the world, distractions begin immediately. If it is twisted and subtracted from, distraction increase. If angels stop coming, mobilize us in the world. That's what they call destruction. Now the sword he holds. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 12 speaks of it like this. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu, era kikozi, era kisala okusinga buli kitala kyonna eky'obwojjo obubiri. Era kiyitamu n'okwawula ne kyawula obulamu n'omwoyo ennyingo n'obusomyo era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumiitiriza okw'omu mutima.
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes.
Kati bw'okwasaganya ku bikulirwe n'essuula ey'omukaaga.
If you connect Revelation chapter 6,
olunyiriri olw'okusa n'olw'okuna,
verse 3 and 4,
olaba malayika bamalayika Gabudyeri,
you see the angels Gabriel,
atambulirako balasi
miufu, move on the red horses,
bayina ekitala,
they have a sword,
basobola okuggyawo emirembe ku nsi,
they can take away peace from the world.
Ekitala ekyo,
that sword,
kigambo kya Katonda,
is the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
Singa,
if
ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
kisirisibwa ne kijjibwa mu nsi,
it is silenced, taken out of the world,
amateeka n'ebiragiro,
commands and the laws,
n'emisango n'ebijjibwawo,
judgments are taken away,
abantu basobola okwetta
omusi, people can kill each other physically.
Ate mu nsi y'omwoyo,
and in the spiritual world,
singa tunyoola amakulu g'ekigambo kya Katonda,
if we twist the meaning of the word of God,
netutoolamu,
and be subtract, and add in it,
ensi yeyongera ebikolimo,
the curses increase on the world,
abantu,
people,
emyoyo gyabwe gigwa mu geyena,
their spirits fall in hell,
ennyanja y'omuliro,
the lake of fire,
ng'ebaliise,
and waits for them,
danger, mitawaana,
only danger. That's why they move on both red horses. Only danger if you play on the word of God. In Zechariah chapter 5, the scroll we saw, it enters in the houses of people. But those who steal, they are cursed.
Okuyigiriza kw'ekitabo kino Bible.
Despise the teaching of this book, the Bible. Let's read there, we see.
Zekaria esule yokutano n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Zechariah chapter 5 verse 1.
Era nate n'ennyimusa amaaso gange n'entunuulira. Era laba omuzingo gw'ekitabo ogubuuka.
Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold a flying scroll.
Olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
N'angamba nti olabye ekiggwe. N'enziramu nti ndabye omuzingo gw'ekitabo ogubuuka, obuwanvu bwagwo emikono abiri n'obugazi bwagwo emikono kkumi.
And he said unto me, what see you? And I answered, I see a flying scroll, its length is 10 cubits, and its breadth 10 cubits.
Olunyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
N'angamba nti ekyo ky'ekikolimo ekifuluma okubunya ensi yonna, kubanga ng'ekyo bwe kiri, buli abba aligobwamu ku luuyi lwaki olumu, era ng'ekyo bwe kiri, buli alayira aligobwamu ku luuyi lwayo olulala.
Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that steals shall be cut off according to the writing on this side, and everyone that swears falsely shall be cut off according to the writing on that side. Verse 4.
Ndi kifulumya bwayogera mukama wejje era kiriyingira mu nyumba y'omubbi ne mu nyumba yoyo alayira erinnya lyange obulimba era kirisula mu nyumba ye wakati era kirigizikiriza n'emiti gyayo n'amayinja gaayo.
I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts. It shall enter into the house of the thief and into the house of him that swear falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with its timber and its stones.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. But the house of your body, that is what he speaks of. Zechariah chapter 5 verse 1 to 4.
Boba,
when you steal, the book the Bible says, do not steal.
Boyenda,
when you commit adultery, he says you shall not commit adultery. Lies and falsehood in the name of the Lord, don't swear my name in falsely. Now the book, the Bible, it's what give life, what is going to take away people. Their spirits be cast in hell. Because are two words we need to be careful of.
Do,
kola,
do not,
tokola. What it refuses you, refused it to you that you get eternal life. What it tells you to do, command you do it, you get eternal life. Now you refuse to hear
those
two words. There are two words to join up in the Bible well. There is do, do not do. Those are enough.
If you
don't dare do it. If it
says,
do you run quick, start immediately. Have you understood well the Bible how it is? And those who move it, messengers of the word of God, the group of angels Gabriel, that's why they move on the red horses.
Danger,
to show you danger.
Full stop.
Full stop. Don't drive a car. You ride on the road. When they put their reds, if you dare move.
You
know, when you hear when they have opened the Bible, do not run. Sit down, read, understand.
Full stop.
Full stop. Sit down, read, understand, do as it has said. Then you will have life. As we try to summarize, the angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, they are one responsible on all the spiritual transports. Yes. They are one who make dreams, the visions, the trance.
Urim
and Thummim, the spiritual transports. They are one bring message in the dreams, but they have to be under spirit of understanding. That's why when you bring things and they are not clear, now, you tell me a dream, a dream does not connect.
No,
it needs to be interpreted, but it too never connects, not clear. Are we together? The dream,
confusion.
It's not a confusion, but it holds a seal on it.
It
does not mean you get a message and it's confused. No. There is only a seal on it. Joining a verse upon a verse to get understanding.
It
does not come when it is having confusions.
And
I saw a cow enter the cup. He drank milk from there.
Ah,
what? What dream is that?
It is never
there.
Ente,
a cow, enter a cow, drink milk from them. That is what you dreamed. I tell you, put that in the rubbish dump. Put it in the rubbish dump. We're not going to explain that. Waste time. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
I'll say like this. The group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, they're responsible on the spiritual transports. Where there is the dream, the trance, the vision, the trance,
Urim,
Famim. Azotas, leave it. It is of the Holy Spirit. That one is direct from Him.
Azotas,
that you call the portal. Yes. Them too, when they come here, is one who gives this to them. The
meetings
they decide to make you dream for you, the visions. You know you may read here in Daniel that as I was praying
an
angel flight swiftly.
It's
a fended dream, fly swift and the vision.
Okay,
let's read the Daniel we see.
Daniel esule yomwenda nolu nyiriri olwabiri molomo.
Daniel chapter 9 verse 21.
We wow. Bwe nali njogera mukusaba omusajja Gabrieli bwe nali mwebe nayolesebwa olubereberye n'abuusibwa mangu nankomako nga mu kiseera ekya saddake yakawungeezi.
Yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Yes.
Daniel
chapter
9,
verse 21.
The
angel of Gabriel, he saw him in the vision. He was flying swiftly.
They
do not differ with his transports. That's why
you
read in the Job chapter 20, verse 8. They say the dream also flies swift. Even the vision like that. Yes.
Job chapter 20, verse 8.
Job chapter 20, verse 8.
Anabuka ngange chiroto, sota alabikenga. Wewao, anagoberuanga dalango kore sebuokwe chiro.
He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. Yes.
But
they do not differ. They are ones who make dreams, those of God, which bring the word of God. For the dreams must be different. There are dreams of Satan, visions of Satan, even the trance of the devils,
urim
of the devils, even famims, even azotas of the devils, they are there. Yes. You have to differentiate them. Write that one. It's very important. You have to differentiate. There are dreams of the devils. There are visions of the devils. There is the trance of the devils. There is urim.
There are
the devils who hear the voices.
There are
also famims of the devil. And you see things, the handwrite things you don't understand. Also azotas, they are of the devil. Upon which you differentiate them is here. For in Jeremiah chapter 23,
he
said, one who dream a dream, Let him be on issue of his dreams.
Once
the dream of God, seen a word there. Let him speak word of God in faithfulness.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Begins the word is chaff.
To be
equated with wheat. Yes.
Yeremia esule ya 23 no runyiriri olabiri mu mukaga.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 26.
Ndi ebyo bilitusa wo kuba mutima gwa banabbi abalagula ebyo bulimba banabbi abo obuchamu obo ndi banabbi abo obuchamu obo mutima gwawe bo.
How long shall this be in the hearts of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own hearts. Verse 27.
Abalowoza okwerabiza abantu bange erinnya lyange olw'ebirooto byabwe bibabuulirana buli muntu munne nga bajjajjaabwe bwe beerabira erinnya lyange olwa Baali.
Who think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have gotten my name for Baal.
Verse
28.
Nabbi aloota ekirooto abuulirenga ekirooto. Noya line kigambo kyange ayogerenge kigambo kyange no bwesigwa ebisusunku kikye kwenkanankana nengano bwayogera mukama.
The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that has a word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff of the wheat? Saith the Lord.
Bwayogera mukama.
Saith the Lord. It is like this. Dreams of the devils,
ukoresiba kwa basitani,
visions of the devils, the trance of the devils, voices of the devil speak with people, the video calls they see,
some
in the Azotas which make them vanish.
Dreams
you say, I dreamt. These are the devils.
Oh,
one who's got the dream of God, vision of God, the trance of God,
you got
the voice of God,
gotten
the farming from God,
the
angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God,
they
through them to understanding the word of God.
And they say,
seen the word of God, speak it faithfully. But we are not going there to see dreams.
We're
going to see the messages of God there. If you see the dream has multiple works or a vision and it confuses, it tells you now you're going to sleep on the tree. You wait for the Lord.
Yet
how dare you sleep there? You fall off the branches. You know that this multitude of works, there are dreams which come with multitude of works. Ecclesiastes 5 says it. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3. For a dream comes through much business, and the fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Yes. The dreams of the devils, it
involves
foolishness a lot in it. They're not clear. They can tell you, see, that elderly person, that is your wife.
And
you wonder, this person is older than you, like 20 years and above. Even if they are 10, you must ask the Lord. You told me, I rejoice with the wife of my youth. This one is of my what? At least you say
that
5 years, as God says, that if you eat a tithe, you add in 15%.
Hey.
Yes. For you may be.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
You
may be one who met to marry, and you were born late because your parents were pretending around, and your wife was born 5 years ahead of you or your husband. Yes.
Oh, I
will not go in those ones. But men, you are given 10 years above.
Yes.
The man can get a woman and is 10 years older than her. But there are men and boys you find. You pity them.
No, gamba na ye.
What do you need from your grandmother that God spoke to me? Even if it's your mother indeed, but you find someone on their grandmother that the Lord showed them that's the wife. And if you are even walker with it, you show them to the people. And God forgot, you have to
choose
the woman of my youth.
We say,
where shall we get the youth? That you get, that is your youthful one in your own age, mate.
Pastor,
don't you have in your years of your youth? And they are youthful in their years. They take each other.
Sacket.
Sacket. But you can't see.
How dare
you get a child of 2 years? You go them with the race. You go to compete for a trophy. Elderly person, how dare you get a boy who is still who in marathon can run swift? Break even.
Omubulizi esule yokutano nolunyiriri olwokusatu.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3.
Kubanga ekirooto kijira wamo n'olufulube lw'emirimo. N'eddoboozi ly'omusirusiru lijira wamo n'olufulube lw'ebigambo.
For a dream comes through much business, and the fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. Yes. There are dreams. They give you work. They direct you to older person. You have to work a lot in that person. You find them. They walk like they're walking.
Dreamers,
foolish words, messaging. And you shame God that he told you.
With dreams,
visions came from the devils.
The
dreams of the devils. And there are foolish things in it. But it is good. God has taught us to profit. All those, we can see them. That God told me, I built a church worth on land of 10 acres.
So
I first ask you, Lord, your church on an
10
acres of land, you're going to come for it?
And
that is how you dreamed. But the angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, the holy scriptures, they are led by a spirit of understanding, and they joined up well. Two and above commands. Two and above verses.
You
are a little there, a little. From the Old and New Testament. It's not a dream they make beyond that.
There's
no vision. There's no vision. Neither a dream. Neither the trance. Neither urine. Neither thummim. Neither azotus. Message given you and never come from the Bible.
They
give you from the book of God in heaven as it is on the earth. But the devils cause you to dream and they play on you. You first go back and know the group which brought this message. I've not understood it yet. That's why in Jeremiah 29
he
said, be careful of the dreams they cause you to dream.
Yeremiya sura ya 29 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 8.
Kubanga bwati bwayogera mukama wejje Katonda wa Isirayiri nti bannabbi bammwe abali wakati mummwe n'abafumu bammwe balemenga okubalimba so temuwulirizanga birooto byammwe byemuloosa.
For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which you cause to be dreams.
The
devils, they cause you to dream. They
are
even prophets. They
send
dreams to you of demons.
They
dream when you've sold out your land, your houses. And you remain with nothing. And you forget
2
Peter chapter 1 verse 3. The holy power of God. What you need in life is serving God. And move to understand Him.
It's
not given that we give all back to Him.
We
would have said, don't give me tithe and offerings. Bring all. He said, take off tithe.
Yes.
And you say dream. You've gone to that prophet. You give up all your land titles,
mayumba,
houses,
mamotoka,
cars. Yet they go stir them up. You cause them dreams. These demons with the finance. Of Acts chapter 16. 16 and downwards. They send them in the heads of people. And you dream. They call you the synagogues. You come. Come. Now look. You, when you dream, you rush. God is calling me.
Wanji,
are we together?
Wow.
But darkness is much in the world.
How you
moved in the world of darkness? Worlds without light of the word.
Light
enlightened in the way of bringing knowledge. In revelation. They ordered prepared dreams. And they cause you dream. But I speak much on that issue. But time cannot allow it. We want to go to the code of the group of angels Gabriel. That is the first and the last. Who was dead and now is alive. The code of the group of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God.
What
says,
what is
the first and the last, who was dead and is alive.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Maybe as we read in the Luke, we see the angels Gabriel being sent. Can understand they are messengers of the word of God. Paul in the group of the apostles, if it's a calling. Apostles are ones usually called the messengers. Those of the word of God. Still we have that code.
Aha.
Yes.
Luke sulisoka nolu nyiriri olabiri mu mukaga.
Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
Aho mu mwezi ogwo mukaga malaika Gabrieli natumibwa Katonda mu kibuga kye Galilaya erinnya lyakyo Nazareti.
And in the sixth month angel Gabriel was sent forth from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So malaika Gabrieli.
So the angel Gabriel, they are messengers of the word of God. All those we call apostles. That's why in Isaiah he said, he fulfills the word of his messengers. Even the word of his ministers. Yes. These are apostles. Yes. Messengers of the word of God. Let's read, we see.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 25.
Isaiah chapter
44, verse 25.
That frustrates the omens of the liars and makes diviners mad. That turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolish. Verse
26. Ayogera ku Yerusalemu nti kiritulwamu ne ku bibuga bya Yuda nti birizimbibwa nange ndigolokosa ebifo byamu ebyazika.
That confirms the word of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers. That says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up its waste places.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus much.
Atukiriza ekigambo kyabaweereza be.
He fulfills the word of his servants.
Nakakasa ekigambo kyabakabe.
Proves the word of his messengers. Let us repeat this verse.
Isaiah chapter 44,
verse 26.
Anyweze ekigambo eky'omuweereza we n'entuukiriza okuteesa kw'ababaka be.
That confirms the word of his servants and performs the counsel of his messengers. Yes.
So obadde owulira nnyo nga tukikozesa ekigambo.
So you've been hearing us use that word much.
Ekibiya kya malaika Gabriel,
the group of angels Gabriel,
ababaka ab'ekigambo kya Katonda,
messengers of the word of God,
ebyandiko ebitukuvu,
the holy scriptures,
mu kitabo kya Katonda ekitukuvu mu ggulu,
the holy book of God in heaven,
nga baleeta kopi yaakyo ku nsi,
and they bring its copy on this earth,
era kinyweza n'okutuuka leero
we, and they establish even it is say it is there,
naye nga kodi yaabwe,
but their code,
kubanga tubayita ne bajja ku nsi,
for we call them come on this world,
era tugenda kwongera n'okubaaniriza,
and we're going to move, we'll come them,
barabisibwe,
that they manifest,
baleeta okwolesa.
They bring the visions,
ibiroto,
dreams, the trance,
Yurimu,
Urim,
Zisamimu,
Famims,
Ngazaruatu,
and they're physically.
Kubanga,
because this man Cornelia says, I saw a vision physically, and it is clear. Yes.
Yes, you was with
you. Praise Jesus much. But before we go there, let's go back in Revelation chapter 2 and the verse 8.
Okubikulirwa esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Revelation chapter 2 verse 8.
Ereri malaika owekanise yomusumuna wandika nti bwati bwayogera owolubereberye era owenkomerero eyali afudde nabo omulamu.
And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. Yes.
Code
the code is
what wayogera.
Thus saith.
Marayo.
The first and the last.
Chitegezach.
What does it mean?
It's what
we want to first ask this angel who has come. Before we understand this first, the first, and the last.
Who,
this one before we go
there.
That, what does it mean, being first and last? What does it mean? He has to explain it. That means the beginning and the end. According to Revelations, chapter 1,
katusoka tulabe, obikulirwa, katulabe olunyule kumi no musanvu.
Let's see verse 17.
Okubikulirwa esura esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Revelations chapter 1 verse 17.
Bwe namulaba ne ngwa ku bigere ng'afudde, n'anteekako omukono gwe ogwa ddyo ng'ayogera nti, "Totya, nze ow'olubereberye era ow'enkomerero."
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his hand, right hand upon me, saying unto me, "Fear not, I am the first and the last."
Verse 18.
I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Yes. You know the code we have read. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. It was gotten Revelation chapter 1 verse 17 and verse 18. That the faith, the first and the last, who was dead and he is alive. Before we get explained, one who was dead and is alive, we want to first know, being the first and the last, what does it mean? Then we understand him. But in the verse 10 up to verse 11, Revelation chapter
1,
he is explained to us.
Okubikulirwa esura esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Revelation chapter 1 verse 10.
Nali mu mwoyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe, n'empulira ennyuma wange eddoboozi eddene ng'ery'akagombe.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
Olunyo olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Nga koogera nti, "Nze Alpha ne Omega, nti okusooka olubereberye n'enkomerero. Ky'olaba owandiika mu kitabo, okiweereza ekkanisa omusanvu eri Efeso, n'eri Sumuna, n'eri Perugamo, n'eri Suwatira, n'eri Saadi, n'eri Philadelphia, n'eri Laodikiya."
Saying, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamum, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia and Laodicea."
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I want to get explained well this code.
And
as you read in the Revelation 2 verse 8,
that
that is the first and the last. We have told you very well that the portion of that code comes in Revelation chapter 1. This verse 17.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then we wanted to understand most. This word first and the last, what does it mean?
And
we've entered Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 10 up to 11. They told us the first and the last.
It means Omega.
Alpha and Omega. Is it not that? Yes. It means Alpha and Omega. We say in the verse 11,
saying,
"Ngagamba,
I am the Alpha and Omega,
the Alpha and Omega,
the first and the last."
Asokera sembayo. And they explain it. It means Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega.
Now, Alpha and Omega. What does it mean? It means the beginning and the end. According to verse
8.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Zendi
Alpha ne Omega, bwayogera Mukama Katonda, abaawo era yabaawo era ajja okubaawo, omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Yes.
Not
the Luganda, some words you do not have in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I want us to repeat to join up well.
Nti bwe tusome mu kubikuwa esura ya kubiri.
That when we read Revelation chapter 2
and
the verse 8,
akatunduka kodi kagamba.
A portion of the code says that faith, the first and the last.
We
understood this code.
It's
God in Revelation chapter
1,
verse 17. Which say that fear not. I am the Alpha.
First.
I am the first. And I am the last. We wanted to understand. To be the first. And the last.
It
means what?
Then it could be
Then Revelation chapter
1,
verse 11, he
says,
that is the Alpha and the Omega, the big, first and the last. Yes. We wanted to understand
that Alpha and Omega.
That Alpha and Omega. What does it mean?
It's
taken us Revelation chapter 1 verse 8.
I am the Alpha and Omega.
The Alpha and Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Yes. We understood him.
He's
the beginning and the end.
But
who is this was at the beginning? Who is this one? Right there, I begin asking now, who is that one? I want him first to explain this code, how it came about. What does it mean?
And
one who speak, I am that. Who is it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they take us back in the John 1 verse
1.
And they tell us, who is this one?
John chapter 1
verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, where was the Word? It means it's the beginning. And it's the end. The beginning was the Word. And the Word is with God. And the Word is God. Remember, code of the angels Gabriel, messengers of the Word of God, who are led by spirit of understanding, spirit of joining up well, the Holy Scriptures. Yes. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word is with God. And the Word is God. Yes. Now if I've understood is the one, how did he come to die and again he lived? That is the second portion of the code. That in the beginning the Word himself.
For
when I read in the Proverbs chapter
8
verse
22,
he begins telling me like this. Proverbs chapter
8
verse
22.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Verse
23.
I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, before what the earth was. Yes. When I connect John 1 verse
1.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word is with God. And the Word is God. I understand that. That
one
they have been telling us of. To being the first. And the last.
Alpha.
And the Omega. The beginning. And the end. That is God the Word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 22. Up to 23.
Say, consider
from everlasting. Right from the beginning. If I enter the portion of the code, the second portion. Remember, there are questions there.
I
can ask him, where is the beginning? Where is the beginning? He asked, explain above all the heavens what I've not spoken of in the midst there. I can say I've understood it. That is the beginning.
But
where was the beginning? On the Proverbs 8,
22-23,
say before the earth was.
Now
before the world was, where is that? Even before the heavens was there.
That's
to take me to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6. Even the verse 9 and 10. Take me above all the heavens. And give me Genesis chapter 1, verses 1.
In
the beginning, God best to create heaven and earth.
It
means we go back above the heavens. He has to explain them.
Yet,
how did it come? One was at the beginning and is the beginning. And then he died. And again he lived. It's the second portion of the
code.
He who was dead, yet now he lives.
As
in the John 1 verse 14, that him, the word himself, he closed flesh. Why did he come closed flesh? That he had come to die for us. Let's read John chapter 1 verse 14.
Yokani suri soka nolu nyiriri ole 14.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
Chigambo na yambala omubiri na vera ko jetuli. Etulebe chitiwa che. Echitiwa ange choyo eyazali bomu ye kachitafe. Ngajudde chisa na mazima.
And the word clothed flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes. That he who had died and now he lives.
That's
the beginning is the word of God. That is God the word.
How
he had to die and again live. Tell me that the word in the John 1 verse 14, he came close the flesh. He appeared to us. Yes. Full of grace and truth. Why was he full of grace? Why God filled of grace like that? He took all the honor from himself.
Yes,
take me Philippians. All because he wanted to die for us on the cross. If he feels on that.
That
why he closed the flesh, appear as children of men, appear as a servant,
he
suffer for us,
he
die on the cross for us, and he raises us up. We are under Philippians. Let this mindset be in us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in the Christ Jesus. Verse
6.
Who being in the form of God, sought it not a thing to be grasped, to be equal with God. Verse
7.
But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. The verse
8.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes. He has to explain. He who had died, yet he lives. God the word. The son, Jesus. How come that he died again? John 1 verse 14, and the word closed flesh appeared unto us. We saw his glory, one of the Son, begotten of the Father, shifted from the glory of God. Now Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5 up to 8. I want to get them in the heads. Though he was in equal to God, he didn't think a thing. He appeared in the likeness of man. He became a servant, dying on the cross. Died on the cross. Where was it? Give me proof. He has to take me in the Luke chapter 23. But a fall downwards. He shows him on the cross with many other scriptures. After showing them, I can tell him, how again did he live? He had died. How again did he live? How did he raise up again in life after he had died? That no. He died in the flesh. But the spirit was alive. He first went in hell to redeem the souls which were there. He came back because he's the life. He raised up himself. For he offers life and he draws it back to himself. If Gabriel had not known, and he brought him in the womb of Mary, they were together with God's Spirit. Message, he gave the message of one to be born. Explained even the Holy Spirit. When the womb, he will bring him. Yes. Now he doesn't know them. And that is their code. He proclaimed for this birth. Even what they brought. He knew it. Can he appear when he does not know? That no. When he had died, he didn't die in the spirit, but he died in the flesh. And the spirit went in the prison to redeem the souls which were in hell. He came back, raised up himself. For himself is the way, the life, and the truth. He gave up his life. He draws it back to himself. Let's read the first Peter, chapter 3.
Peter ekisoka esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olukumi n'omunana.
First Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu. Omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu atuleeta eri Katonda.
For Christ also has once suffered for sins, and the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Slowly, they have never killed the Spirit of Jesus. Not. They killed the body. This flesh. He was prepared him in the Hebrews. He prepared him the body, this Hebrews 10. Yes. Verse 6. He prepared it for him that he'd be slain, killed. But the spirit was not killed. And on the cross he surrendered it. Right in the midst, the Father told him first, go into those in the prison. You preach to them the word. That's why the Peter they finished saying like this. First Peter chapter 3 verse
19.
And by whom also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Verse
20.
Who formerly were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, by which a few that is eight souls. We are saved through water.
Mm.
Yes.
The
body and the flesh is what they killed here.
But Malaika Gabriel,
Gabriel, if you never understand this, Gabriel never understand this. Never knew whether Jesus rose again.
And
they went to bury the prophet Muhammad according to their books. And they knew he would raise up. He never rose up.
And in
the swala, they pray for him. They pray, oh God, have mercy on him.
Up
to now, they still pray for him.
For the evils
he committed, perhaps. People who are righteous, then why do you pray for them? Why do we not wake up, pray for Abraham? A person was a prophet. He was righteous. And you pray for him all the years. God have mercy on him. He has sins. You two are sure of very well.
I've
never seen holy ones they pray for.
Oh no.
This one. I wonder what it is. Maybe they know them.
But
if he was a prophet, make
the
person not righteous as you keep praying for him all this long. How come you've not prayed for Prophet Moses? You call Musa.
There's
no one else they pray for except him.
Maybe
you wonder what he did even. They should not stone us. Why do you pray for him? What did he do? What did he sin and transgress? Were there people who were Muslims before? Brother, you were there.
Baba Gamba,
they told you, what did he do that you pray for him? He married what? People. But in the summary, Jesus they killed the flesh. But his spirit is God. He was able to raise up himself. For him is the word, the truth, and the life. According to John 1 verse 14. Let's read, we see. John 14 verse 6.
Yesu na mugamba anti, nze kubo na mazima na obulamu. Tewali ajeri kitange wabulanga ita munze.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Yes. He's the way himself. He knows how he took himself in hell and how he will come back. He knows how he overloaded his life and how he will raise it up. All the truth, it ends on him. He's the truth.
He's
the resurrection. He said to Martha, he said, I am the resurrection. What, who else did you wait for? I am the resurrection. He rose up himself. And those who don't know Jesus, you would rise that we tell him to you. He said to him,
Yokane sura ya 11 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
John chapter 11 verse 23.
Yesu namugamba anti mwenyoko ajja kuzukira.
Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again.
Verse 24. Mariza namugamba anti manyi nti alizukirira mukuzukira okulunaku olwenkomerero.
Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Olunyiriri
verse 25.
Yesu namugamba anti nze kuzukira n'obulamu.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He's the resurrection, he's the life.
He's the life,
is through the resurrection. Sure. Many things there.
I have
to explain those. I said that we died for us. Now, when did he rise me? For I believed him.
As
I was born in his baptism, death and his resurrection. When I was baptized in the death and resurrection, I came with his body. When he rose up, he came with which body? Now it has gone in the depth. Boldness. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 34 downwards. That what you sow will not be the one to grow. But you're given another body. Many things are there to be explained. Almost you've got to handle in their Bible. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord. In the summary, concerns second division of all the angels of God, the group of the angels Gabriel,
the
group of the archangel Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, as it is in heaven, they brought its copy on this earth,
the Lord,
spirit of understanding of God.
They
are called the first, the first, and the last.
Understood
the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, God the Word,
we
know as the Son Jesus Christ. And who was that?
He
came clothed flesh and he died for us. And he rose up himself. Himself is the life and is the resurrection.
To
all who believe him,
who believe
Jesus is Lord and is the Savior, he confessed to be saved, made his disciples,
they
baptized with him,
they
died with him, they raised up together with him, they are given glorious bodies, heavenly bodies. So that is how it is.
We have
to stand on our feet. Tomorrow we shall land on the third division, group of the archangel Raphael, angels of the measurement, times and seasons, angel of prophecy. But today,
want
to pray God give us vision.
Send
me of angel Gabriel.
They
camp on the world.
They
camp in every place.
They
pass with the dreams
of
the word of God.
They
pass with the vision
of
the word of God.
They pass
the trance,
bringing
the word of God.
They
pass with Urim,
bring
the voice of God
that
in his word.
The
Thummim,
the Azotus, in the
Acts, and I saw a vision, a man entering in my house. Read for me as we see. As you prepare, tell your brethren, prayer you're making is not for you alone. We as full knowledge,
give
Uganda.
It
are right in Uganda, in the worldwide call, the final work,
revival,
salvation of all things, and Uganda,
Africa,
we are right in Africa, Africa, entire world.
So pray,
don't end here. Let's read we hear. Acts chapter 10, verse 1.
Waliwo omuntu mu Kaisaliya erinnya lye Koruneliyo, omwami w'ekitongole ekiyitibwa Ekitaliyano.
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Verse 2.
Omwegendereza ate Katonda awamu n'ennyumba ye yonna. Eyagabanga ebintu ebingi mu bantu, n'asabanga Katonda ennaku zonna.
A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, who gave much alms to the people and prayed to God or raise.
Prayed
to God or raise. But after he prayed, this is one of what happened. Acts chapter 10, verse
3. Nga musawe yomwenda eyemisana malaika wakatonda nga amujira nga mugamba ati Koloneliyo.
He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming in to him saying unto him Cornelius.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Namwekaliriza amaso natya nagamba ati chichi mukama wange namugamba ati okusaba ko nokugaba ko birinye olw'okujjukiza mu maaso ga Katonda.
And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God.
He,
yes.
Yayingira mu lwatu.
He came in. Physical.
Namutegeze bigamu nga bitegerekeka.
Told him words in their clear.
Ee katitwa gana fitu sabesara.
We want to prepare.
Ba malaika Gabrieli.
Just Gabriel.
Abaka be kigambo cha Katonda.
Messengers of the word of God.
Eyongera kukampinga wanukufunoreji.
Camp on the full knowledge.
Bakampinga mukanisa mu Uganda.
They camp in the church in Uganda.
Bakampinga mukanisa mu nsiyo na.
They camp in church in the world.
Bakampinga mu nsiyo na.
They camp in the entire world.
Olw'okuyitibwa kw'ensiyo na.
For the worldwide call.
Campaign revival.
Campaign revival.
Campaign.
Campaign.
And do revival and restoration.
Revival and restoration. Lift up your voice. Tell him, Father Almighty, O King of Kings, we hope to glorify you. We hope to thank you. You must give thanks. For you teach us to profit. It's impossible.
In
the children of men, you can't be taught like this. It's not acceptable. But God Almighty
has
done that today. For
he
spoke before.
In
Jeremiah chapter
32,
verse 27, nothing is impossible. See this day.
He teaches
us to profit.
Show us the way
we have to go.
He led
us in it.
As they
promised before.
In that 48
17
when he said
to profit I show you the way you have to go I lead you I want to thank him you tell him Lord you've taught me I have had knowledge I had understanding
oh
King of Kings
you
have to thank him
you
have to thank him
omugambe
you tell him
nkusomye konnyo muyo bwesure yasatumwa mukaga olwabiri mwabiri
ndio
likatondo omukuru era teri ayigirizanga
gwe
mweba lisedara omugambe kitafu waguru wegu laba gwosira waguru wegu oli waranyo
nayo
ndowozesa
nze
ndi muntu nabachi worowozesa bwoti
bible
inge kuogerako wali eri mbefeso esure yoku
Chapter 4, verse 6, that one God,
Father
all of all, is above all,
he
passed through all,
he
works in all.
Then, Lord,
I thank you,
me
that
you
have
taken
me today,
give
me a teaching,
special,
give me a teaching,
big
to me,
I've
understood well,
and revealed,
light
manifesting,
I've read in Ephesians, chapter 5,
verse 14,
and the 14, everything
lived. Omusana
we
guchibikura
we
guchirabisha
naye
omusana oguvudde
mu kigambo
kyo
kamwako
kumulisiza
namu
zaburi
ya
119
unywa
13
ndio
kuyingira kwe kigambo kyo
okufuruma
kwe kigambo kyo
kuleta
omusana
kama
ambikulidwa omusana ogwo kumanya
kumbi
kulide kibinja
chama
mareka
Gabrieli
abaka be kigambo kyo abaka be byawandikwe bitukufu okuva mu kitabo kye kitukufu
Aye kama King of Kings. Thank you so much.
Onjigiriza mukama.
Onagido
musana.
Ogwa kumanya.
Megwa kama chizikisha. Muchizikize cho mutamanya.
Muchizikize
cho mulimba.
Basitani.
Nabo ayogera no gamba.
Ubakorise
cho kubi.
Esure
yokuna.
Onyoro
mukaga.
Noro
musambu.
Tinobuka gobu.
Obudde mbiyaba fodia bumba.
Bongero
kudize chidiba netero.
Bongero
kugurumisha.
Osani
damatendo.
Muhimu somwe
base. Mugurumisha.
Glorify him.
mugambe mukama mpadde obukulu obwokumanya sinze nzeka naye kanisa mu uganda sinze nzeka naye kanisa mu nsi kubanga bwompadde njagala okubeera obwesigwa anaayinza okubyongerayo bayibuli nga bwenyambye mutemise wekyokubiri esula yakubiri yosoka n'okubiri ebiba bikwasa abantu abeesigwa abanaayinza okubyongerayo mukama obinkwasizza obinkwasizza weebale kitaffe weebale yesu weebale weebale omwoyo omutukuvu weebale 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 gwayigiriza okugasa weebale mukama weebale ssebakabakabakabaka tukwebaza olw'okutuyigiriza tukwebaza olw'okutubikulira weewaawo obikudde ebyama era nga bwe wasuubiza olukaisulo ey'omunaana ekumi n'omukaaga akola ekumi n'omusanvu teri akoleza ettabaaza n'agiteeka wansi mu kibo oba mu kitanda wansi naye ku kikondo ky'ettabaaza n'amulisiza amawanga nange onfudde omusana mukama ogw'ensi ndyoke mmulise balabe ekitiibwa kyo kubanga oŋŋambye oluka essula ey'omunaana kumi na musanvu tewali byakyama tewali byakyama byotali bikula n'obireeta mu musana tewali byakwekebwa byotali bikula ebimanyibwa mu musana ombikulidde ebintu bingi eraba ombikudde gira malayika bamalayika gabudyeri bamalayika gabudyeri abaka b'ekigambo kye mukama naffe olwaleero tusaba nanabbi danyeri bwe yasaba sebakabakabakabaka mu danyeri essula eri ey'omwenda aye kabakabakabaka olwabiri mu olimu bwe yamala okusaba malayika gabudyeri n'abusiba mangu ago mu kiseera ekyokuwayo saddaaka mukama leero naffe leero natuwayo saddaaka okuweereza kwaffe okw'amagezi tuwayo saddaaka ennamu emibiri gyaffe mu kuweereza kwaffe okw'amagezi nga tufaananyizibwa mirembe gino naye nga tukyusibwa okumanya ky'oyagala era ekisiimibwa mu maaso go mukama balumi kumi nabbiri olusooka n'olwokusatu twongere okugulumiza mukama leka otumejira amaleka gabudyeri mugambe mukama tumejire amaleka gabudyeri wakati mu nsi bakampinge omulimu ogusembayo musemazinga w'enseeno ivaivo ne resoresoni eyo ebintu ebisembayo eyo ebintu byonna mukama bimanyibwe nabo ebyali ebirina okuba webiribeera emirembe n'emirembe owabyogeera banabbi babaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye yendagaano empya n'enkadde era bamalayika bano gabudyeri baaliwo ng'ekuŋŋanyizibwa nekankano bake nekankano bake bake nga tugenda okukola bake nga tugenda okukola livaivo batukulemberemu mumawanga batukulemberemu kama batukulemberemu n'okuwolesebwa bakulemberemu n'ebirooto bakulemberemu n'okukyusibwa wabeewo abakyusibwa okulaba ekigambo kya katonda wabeewo abakyusibwa okufuna ennyonta ekigambo kya katonda leka katonda ayogere nabo muyulimu malayikawo abakola eddoboozi lyo libatuukeko muyulimu abantu balabezisamimu bakulabe mukama mulwatu bobakyalira tumegira malayika bamalayika bayite okuba mu ggulu weewaawo omwoyo mutukuvu abakulemberemu babakyawandikibwa barumi esula munana kumi nannya tebakulembera omwoyo wa katonda be baana ba katonda era waliwo abaana ba katonda abayitibwa ba malayika mu yobu esula esooka onyola omukaaga paka olw'ekkumi yobu esula yakubiri onya olusooka paka olw'okutaano tyabaana ba katonda bwe baakuŋŋaananga sitaani naye yajja naye ebiro byatuuka n'agobebwa naffe tumusindikiriza natwongera okwaniriza ekira bamalayika abaana ba katonda weewaawo bajje baweereze naffe abaana ba katonda abali ku nsi bayite 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 omwoyo omutukuvu abakulemberemu ekira malayika gabudyeri yaniriza ejje eryo yaniriza ejje eryo sikuwulira 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 yeena maaso n'okusaba tambulamu ove mu kifo oli okole essaala okole essaala eri yennyini gyowuliddeko ng'eyogerwako tekole n'eriyo yagisaba yasaba bwawaayo yasaba bwawaayo paka mukama n'amuwulira malayika n'amugira mu lwatu batugire batulabikire bajje mu masekati gaffe yitegira malayika gabudyeri bakee gye tuli bajje mu birooto bajje mu kwolesebwa bajje mu kukyusibwa bajje mu yulimu bajje mu samimu bajje mu azotas bajje bakampinge mu masekati gaffe bajje muliwo maaso ku maaso nga bwe kyali mirembe gya nabbi musa bwe yajje mu mpagi y'ekire bwe yajje mu mpagi y'ekire bakampinge bwe yajje mu mpagi y'omuliro bakampinge bakampinge bayite 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 yitegira malayika tuweereze nalyo kubanga malayika gabudyeri yagamba mukubikula essula ya birimu ebbiri olw'omunaana n'olw'omwenda bakozi wamu n'abo abakwata ekigambo kya katonda abakwata ebigambo byabu kigambo kino weewaawo muyite muyite
call him.
Omagama leka Gabriel. Wetaga kola namwe. Wetaga kola namwe. Mulabisiwe mulabisiwe. Mulabisiwe kunshi. Mulabisiwe kunshi. Mulabisiwe kunshi. Wamewa kuonyezwa. Wana tunatabu za injili yenu. Namuonya. Namuonya. Namusabuja. Eneo cha bantu. Namusabuja bibili. Wale kaka Gabriel.
Tokabiela.
Mwitemo. Mujamu Nigeria mwe. Bible yemogera ko. Kubikuluwa. Esure 10 emu. Esure 5.
Chapter
5. Pio ni 10 za malaika. Muri na Paul. Pio ni 25. Esaba malaika. Esaba malaika. Pio ni 25. Esaba malaika Gabriel. Ba kurembera mu. We wawo. Tusaba mudumizi wawe. Akutekondere yo kubiri. Adumira kurabisi wako wawe. Adumira kurabisi wako wawe. Na kubikwa sura manana. Wenda soka no lo kubiri. Adumire. Malaika Gabriel arabisi wewe. Na mukubikurirwa. Esura 15. Wenda soka. Arabisi wewe tibia. Arabisi wewe tibia. Okurwani sala na. Okurwani sengiro kena maso. Okurwani sala vivo. Restoration. Eyo okuzo uja. Ebya wandi kwa byamazima. Mubantu. Wewe wabuye chwe chirwani. Chimenyawe. Usoma kwa buri unjinyo. Gabrieli. Yechimja malaika. Okubikurirwa. Esura 14. Orunyo ro mukaga. Ro manana. Na mwina njira mena bajona. Eyo kulia mawanga. Mujetubulire. Mujetubulire. Malaika Gabrieli. Mujetubulire. Banirise. Bagenda kuyamba bagenda tegeka bagenda kubulira bagenda tegeka kweke nyinyi okusoka bongera kutegeza ebyawandikiwa kubyandika byamazima bongera kucharia bakunyonyore ebyawandikiwa kubyandika byamazima bakusisika ne lero 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 bakusisika ne bongera kunyonyora ebyawandikiwa bituku byandika byamazima bayibuli egambe Daniel sura 10 onyore 11 paka mire moromo kabudi yari na mugamba na kutegeza
Show you what
is written. Mugambe,
tell him.
Chare wange,
visit me.
Chare wange,
visit me.
Chare wange,
visit
no
me. With a vision.
Chara,
visit.
No kuchusiwa. Chara,
visit me.
Na yurimu.
With a yurim.
Chara,
visit.
Era kampinge wange. Kampinge wange. Kampinga mnyu yange. Kampinga. Mbrambwange. Yogera nange. Nange. Isijirana kora nerio.
Ai
kama kama kama.
King of
kings. Mukama wa Yesu. Omaya wa mashiba tumejira ba malaika tumira malaika omudumishi adumire emga malaika Gabriel adumire echimije sema malaika be baje batushika basiringo kuona si wako kweta gokura kura kusabye nja ura kusi wakati mkurote kubiro mkwara sebwa tulamure fara kusora nyesha si kweta gokenda tulamure guru yona kweta gotuka uchibuka chaka tonda yesu na chama guru atutambuse atulambuse
Yo
somiye
asiringai
asiringai Bible yegamba
moyabu
ndashiringa kwigirizwa kwafe abantu ngabagenda okwebaka nabatwara mukoreshwa nabarambusha ekabiye njawulo akurambusheko muchibuga chakatonda Yesu mechamuko ochetegerese akutware awali yabiramu yabina ezekeri esure soka olinyoro okusatu akoro mukaga nebogera ko akutware kugweli okusatu osofana nawo okongera kuraba dokakasha ibrideo gera
bible says
makolise chokubiri esule 12 onyoro soka akoro kuna sagagala nkurire osaba osaba mukama atumeje yamareka gabudieri atumeje yamareka gabudieri baje baje mu
Uganda
baje mu kanisa mu Uganda barabure barabure mawanga barabure nimi barabure abantu baragirire eri amazima yachigama chakato baragirire awali abakugana kwa Yesu kwa injili kwa Yesu
kwa
injili
baba
gobe madini ya goburi
baba
gobe madini ya goburi
usikize
goburi muroko goburi baba lagirira
kwa
miroto
kwa
sebwa
kukuchusiwa
baba lagirira
ifa
bitufu nana wa lagirira
ningeria
Yesu
batume
tumejira malaika batume era
baba
gabe
na
uri de wali ya miroto ya masitani wali ya kwa sebwa masitani saba mkusareko mukusareko mukusareko
yetu
akeza mukusareko
leka
gabudieri
mukusareka
biroto
yaba
sitani
okwale
sibwa
kwaba sitani
obade bana osabantu
yaba
chamia mukusareko
banga
tuli de tuli de
Yeremia
usurabi rimasatu onyorabi rimumkaga nokukinya twali we biroto
yaba
sitani tuli de
mubuli
za sura yakutaza
ogere
kusatu twali we biroto
ebijaro
fulu rwa mirimo
nobusirisiru
abita wanya abantu
misaleko sarake biyote bicham ebadde bikuruma misaleko mugambe waleka gabriel misasemo misasemo biyote byabulima biyote bicham biyote bicham kumasima bicham ya bimara mamani yo na misasemo erikubira musiyamo misasemo mugambe waleka gabriel sasemo biyote byabulima misasemo yo demandosa bible ya ngabi Jeremiah abiri musadu abiri mwenda abiri mwenda Mujeremia abiri mwenda unyoro munana waliwe biroto yebandosha abarogo bisasamu 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 nawe bisasamu tukasode kabudere bisasamu sarakasiyomo sarakasiyomo mbada mwito mulima bulema kuda moku nimba tamulira mazima akachikamba cha katonda sikuulira Musabe mukama katondo muisa bintu byona Chitafwe waguruwe guliona Mukama afesu mukweliyo kusatu Omwame tukuva munawo na Omugambe tumejira malaika ngali njiko Bamareka gabudei ngabati Wange injili ya damu kubulirwa Injili ya buda kosere mirembe jona Babu usiwe mubwengura bwensi Babu kule babu usiwe mubwengura bwensi Babu usiwe mayuba gabantu Babu usiwe mayuba gabantu Walewo bulokoshi amakungura agenja uru wabewo ke guru nari kungura na ichu disi vinga eneo java antubanchi wabewo mudoko sobo masima wabewo ngiri wa mudoko eria siri ngisabatu baibu diyeo gedeko mefese sure soka kuminasatu jiwa uri ngiri wa mudoko no siri ngiwa eka abatu kufune ngiri wa mudoko mamareka ngababu usiwa bagi ngira mayumba gabu mamareika nababa nabuda mamareika nabo gira nabo mamareika Rabulira baba somesha ekigambo cha katonda batume bonda tumejira mareka kabule batume sinakulira sinakulira yo sabieta mara bisera osaba sara yita kona makuru sikale tabudoko bible zeyo gera ko isaya abiri mukaga yo kuna mukaga akorwa abiri imwasa banga sara omwara banga naku mwaju kirango kusaba mfukumura buli bigambo ebitali mukumanya ebyale tanga chizi mukutesha meka nkando une bigambo byo musana bizo kule tabula kosi manga shaze kosaba kwasaba anga na tusinda anga basara na tusinda anga basara na baru mwari okuzara na ye esare eso esare tanga buda kosi nerero mukama kuigiriza okugasa nkano gasa njagalo kulaba okugasa kwa nakuita musara lero njagalo kulaba okugasa kwa kosabire kalisa mu Uganda kamareka kabudieri bakichari Ajicharire ekalisa mu Uganda ekalisa mosiona barabura mawanga jakaro kuraba ngo igirizi ndo kugasa jakare sare gasa jakare sare gasa yo jakare sare gasa yo ndi yo gera ko ya ko besure kutano 13 na 17 jakare yo mudukiri eisa yo mukora kwayo jakare juri yo jakare juri yo jakare juri yo esare eisa yo mukora kwayo jakare juri yo isabai You pray. Katonda ni kakutelesi. Esere sama wanga. Esere sama wanga. Hey.
Oh yes.
Rona sabanga.
God to pray.
There
will be loose.
Wanga chitaka sero. Wanga chisabide mulero. Kuwanga. Chota inataiza chikaba.
Yes.
Sabasara.
Prayer.
Sabasara.
Prayers.
Eya mawanga. Sabasara.
Prayers.
Ekwata kuma wanga. Ogaenda kubuka yo. Ngamukama. Asoku gategeka. Ngamukama masoku gategeka. Ngamukama gategeshe ndawaburi yangi batagere nao tusabashare yo nanange wena jikusalia mwiyo mirimio tamanya na hebu waja hatotegera sabashara tumejira maraika batagendewa bategeke babategeke
yes
tusabashare yo kuwanga mtume Paulo ajogere konga agamba Ndina mpulira
nenda
bwa musajja na ariyeri mutibuka na tuita mujemu tuburi nenda njuri neke jira maraika ikule mberemu bategeke bategeke riyaro bategeke ibuka mukambayi ni revival and do restoration
yes
musabake na tegeke
ya
mutima jaba ate kama wanda agurama tu
ya
mutima nikakanya ajigonze atusenti ya mutima ezaka kanyara ya shingo ezaka rambara
yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
all the angels of the Lord.
I said
to come down in our
midst.
Catch in Uganda.
Come
in Uganda.
Move
from here.
And to
get a revival in the world. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor.